The agenda is approved. Announcements. And these are announcements from LSB members, correct? Any announcements?
Oh, I have an announcement.
Okay, let's do down the line. Lisa, then Carol, and then Steve.
We have a fun drive starting on Monday. Hope everyone can come on down and volunteer. If you're interested in volunteering, and it's great to sign up in advance, you call extension 618 at the station, 510-848-6767, extension 618. Although also if you just want to show up, we'll be happy to see you. We've got great bagels and cream cheese and delicious stuff from Arizmendi every morning, and then there's dinner at night, and it's just terrific. And to my fellow LSB members, if you are interested in possibly giving Pitching on the Air a whirl, please call Susan Stone at extension 212, and you can see just how much fun it is. And finally, the next airing of Conflict Hotline, which I think it would behoove everybody to listen to, is on June 4th at noon.
Okay, it was Lisa, then Carol, and then Steve, and then Max and Willie. Okay.
I want to announce that the Pacifica National Board will be meeting beginning June 4th in Houston. And I would encourage anyone who has the ability to get there to go. There is a housing coordinator, and if you are interested in finding out about that, please email me, and my email address is wildrose, like the flower, at PON.net, PacificOnlineNetwork.net.
This is just a general notice that the outreach committee is recruiting for volunteers and participants to help with a variety of different outreach that we have planned out, including organizing town halls, speakers' bureaus, phone calling, community organizing to some degree, and we do need tremendous volunteers and tabling. We have some exciting events coming up, including the upcoming gay and lesbian Pride Day going on in San Francisco, and we need some support for that as well. So if you're interested, I have a sign-up paper here at the desk. I'll leave it here for you to sign up, and anytime you're available, whether actually doing some footwork or doing some from home, we certainly would appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, I have Max and then Willie.
Silence, please. On May the 23rd, here at La Peña, on the occasion of Haiti Flag Day, the Haitian Culture Association will have an event. It will include the showing of two documentaries on Haiti. One of them is Haiti Before Duvalier, The Paths to Memory by Sidika, and the other one is on Aimé Césaire, It's the Strength to Face Tomorrow. Again, on the 23rd, here at La Peña, starting at 7 p.m.
Willie.
I'd just like to reinforce what Lisa said about the fund drive. It had been my intention to propose some fairly elaborate kind of board LSB participation in the fund drive, such as we could pledge a certain amount of money. We could also commit ourselves to a certain number of hours. I would still like to suggest that the hour commitment could still be held, that if we were to commit ourselves to 3 hours each for each of 25 people, it would be 75 hours total. And I think it would make a tremendous contribution, I think, to staff and for the fund drive. And symbolically, it would suggest to the members and those people who voted for us and others that our commitment to KPFA is complete, and that we intend not only to do fundraising but to do outreach and other kinds of activities. I mean, direct outreach rather than simply develop outreach policies. We intend to be in the field as well. Thank you. It's not a motion because I think it would require a lot of discussion, but I just want you to know that LSB participation is extremely important in our fund drive.
Okay, LaVar.
Oh, of course, sorry. I would just like to announce that Carol Spooner received an award last week. I don't have the details, so, you know, I and I would like to be so, I guess, not brash, but whatever, for Carol to tell us what it was. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, it was delightful. A group in Marin County that actually has been around since the early 80s, helping to support public interest lawsuits of many different varieties, and that supported the listeners' lawsuit that resulted in the democratization of Pacifica, held an awards ceremony last Friday called Awards for Vision and Achievement, and I was quite honored to be one of the honorees. There was a fabulous man who was honored who has spent his life doing public interest lawsuits on behalf of primarily Medi-Cal recipients and disabled persons. The folks from MoveOn.org were also honored. That wonderful artist who does Bearing Witness with All the Naked People for Peace was honored. And Link TV, the wonderful guy. So anyway, it was a bash. We had fun. We actually danced, and because we were happy that there have been some successes. And thank you for bringing it up. And I got the most beautiful, absolutely out of this world beautiful statue, the Ava of this woman dancing. That felt like my heart and soul. She did my portrait, I think.
I just want to announce that the outreach committee worked with Lisa Ballard of the KPFA.org website, and we now have very extensive station board pages, including a capability for people to provide listeners to provide immediate feedback to all the board members. And we've been getting plenty of feedback.
Well, I'd just like to invite everybody to, on next Friday from 2 to 4, there'll be a press conference at the Greenhouse in San Francisco, 4919 3rd Street, and it has to do with police accountability throughout Oakland, San Francisco, and other cities around here that we're having problems out of the police department. And so we asked the community to come out and give their what they feel about it. And we ask everybody to come out and be involved. Thank you.
Okay, any other announcements from the LSB?
Is it humming out there badly that you guys... Okay. It might be the fan, Larry. Public comment sheet up here.
Okay, we're done with announcements. Financial report, LaVarne, for 10 minutes, and she handed out some materials for us all. Did everybody get what she handed out of the board?
We'll wait for a second until she will sign up here. Did I already pass it?
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out today, and I'd also like everyone's attention. Thank you. I passed out a finance report from the finance committee, and this time I'll just read it. Maybe I'll kind of ad-lib on some of the other stuff, but the finance committee meets weekly at KPFA on Saturdays from 12 noon until 1:30 p.m. Today we're meeting in the LSB, but the meetings are well attended with action items assigned and weekly progress report monitoring. The goals for the next 6 months we've outlined, I can go over some of those. And what we have done is, I'll just kind of like highlight some of these. But we've outlined goals that we want to accomplish within the next 6 months. Some of them I think we've already gone into, seen some of those things achieved. For the first half of the year, Eileen Hazel, who is the KPFA business manager, she completed the KPFA first half results. And just in a summary, the listener support and donations, which is income, exceeded budget by a positive variance of over 4.4%. However, on the negative side, the gross salaries with payroll and benefits were a little higher by 3.4%. But the station was essentially on budget for the first half of the year, and it ended the year with a surplus of over $500,000, which is outstanding. It's very good for the station. And as we know, and as Lisa said, we have a fund drive that's coming up. So for the rest of the year, though, with the fund drive coming up this month, with the plan or the budget for the year, actually the surplus is expected to be slightly about $500,000. So for the rest of the year, we're looking at basically just spending the funds that are coming in through the fund drive. And the Finance Committee also plans to formalize the fundraising subcommittee. And we have a new development director at KPFA. Her name is Regio. And so we're looking forward to working with her and also working with people in the community who have experience with fundraising. We'd love to see you there. And some of the ongoing issues that we're working on is we're requesting the financials that you'll see in the package. We have a slight change in the formats. And that, in fact, Marnie was really instrumental in getting formats over to Liney and National so we can see the financials presented so that everyone can look at it and you can understand what's going on. So they've actually, for this period, they've actually presented like variances for the current month and then year over year, and also not year over year, for the current month and for the first and for year to date. So in there, and we had our Finance Committee meeting this past Wednesday. So Lonnie has promised that he's going to put in percentage variances, I guess, on the next month. So they're working on the things to make things easier so the person who doesn't have a concentration in finance can look at it and understand what's going on. And we have, as I said, the National Finance Committee met by telephone conference on Wednesday, May the 5th. And based on Pacifica's legal position that directors have the inherent authority to review all financial data as part of their fiduciary responsibilities of the National Board, the National Finance Committee passed the following motion. And that motion, in quotes, the National Finance Committee affirms the right of the treasurers of the local station boards acting on behalf of the finance committees to have absolute access to all financial data, including but not limited to salaries, headcount, and source documents which support the budget line items. Thank you. That's the work of, I'm sure all of us here have really worked toward that, and I think it's a good accomplishment and that we can say for all of us. And then the other part is that when confidential information is involved, the information will be reviewed in executive session only by the treasurers and the LSB members of the committees. And in addition, just want to tell you that Mark Roberts, the director from WPFW, was the elected treasurer of Pacifica Foundation, and Paul Saravelle of WBAI was elected secretary of the committee, yes. And just other little things, in conversation with Liney Hicks, we've talked some about the whole issue of the legal obligations and that Liney had mentioned that they would ask the stations to help cover some of those obligations. And we're just looking for, again, we've looked for a forecast for the second half of the year. And the forecast just really tell you what each station and what National and what Pacifica plans to spend for the remainder of the year. And that's what we're looking for. And if we're looking to transfer funds from my balance sheet or either just send funds over, you know, we'd like to see that. And we've asked for a forecast for the rest of the year. And we had a meeting back in April, and I'd had some highlights on what we had done there. And basically, I think that we're moving ahead with our finance committee, our National Finance Committee meeting, so that's going really well. And I think the vote, this is just an aside, the vote on approving this resolution was 9-1. And the other point I wanted to make was that the National Office, is the mic on? Okay. Began a fundraising campaign, and they mailed out to Maryland's to KPFA listeners, and I think the theme is the election year national campaign. But you know, as a KPFA and a farmer, like a consultant and working with KPFA, you know, when we get mail-ins from national, we like to. Well, I'm not sure who was informed, but you know that we're asking for funds from our listeners. So when the national asks for funds, you know, we like to have a little more information or rules in terms of how they plan to do that. Because with both of us asking for funds, that gets a little heavy. Because, and I have a copy of one of them. It wasn't sent to me, but it was sent to a friend of mine. And the other part is just, again, we're asking for an agent report also from a national, an agent report on accounts payable, and really a priority on looking at the legal expenses. And national basis, just wanted to say that the foundation had a surplus of $1.6 million for the first half of the year, which is outstanding. It's really good. But on the other side, we still have legal obligations of about almost $500,000. And so again, we've had plenty of success. Everyone's working really hard. We just want to put in some process so that, as our responsibilities on the board, we need to have that information and be able to make sound decisions and also review of the process. Thank you very much. If there are questions, please ask. You can ask either now or you can ask at the end. Thank you.
Okay, Marnie, first.
I'd just like to mention that LaVarne does have it in her report, but I don't think you mentioned it, the first page. The Finance Committee also plans to formalize a fundraising subcommittee. I know
we
in the past.
It.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, with Lim. You gave the us her name.
Thank you. I know that Salathiel and Dawn have been interested in serving, and they've sent emails, and they've felt that we haven't responded. Sorry, I've been out of town, but we're working on it. Promise. Mm-hmm.
No, I've talked with Don, and we already have a little plan set up, so we're going to meet. In fact, just an aside, we want to meet down in like South Alameda County so we can do some of these things, talk about some of the fundraising. So we're on board with that. Please, Max.
At what point will you present the motion regarding the preliminary budget for the board?
I can do that when we get into session. Or should I do it now?
I don't know. Maybe it's check and decide.
Okay. Yeah, we do have a preliminary budget, and let me just point out that Max was instrumental in getting us on that, and he set up the format for us. And we have reviewed it with Eileen, and she has the latest version of it, and it's been, you know, things are really moving along in terms of working within the station and working with Eileen Hazel. She's very professional, and I think people around the network understand that and appreciate that from her skills and her professionalism.
I'd like you to make a motion as part of the report, and we can just take care of it.
Okay. So, since I'm new to Robert Jewell. Okay, so all right, so I would like to make a motion to accept the report and to accept the preliminary budget for the local station board. I'm sorry.
I was on stack for a question.
I'm sorry, I apologize profusely.
Okay. All I wanted to say was that I do have questions. I would ask that we accept the information and that we prepare questions and perhaps call you back next week to answer questions that we may have. It's a lot of very important information and to digest, and I certainly would like to have opportunity to ask some questions next week.
Okay, I appreciate that. And for everyone, you can ask me a question. You can contact me at on my email. It's VarnWill, VarnWill, at AOL.com. So if you have any questions, you can ask me there. Or you can call me. My number, I think I have it on there. I have a cell phone number. I usually just give that out. You can call and ask me any questions at any time. And that number is 510-427-2608. And approve the budget.
Yeah, let's keep
it. Oh, I'm sorry, Kara.
point of clarification, if there's any LSB member who doesn't know what we're talking about, at the very last page of the treasurer's report is a proposed budget, preliminary budget for the station board, and that's what we're asking the LSB to approve.
I guess I'm taken back over here. Bonnie and then Miguel.
I have a question about the preliminary budget for the LSB. The administrative assistant is down here for 5 hours a week. Is it possible that we are getting this work done in 5 hours a week?
I'm not sure where do you see that?
LSB administrative assistant.
Uh huh. 20 hours.
20 hours a month is 5 hours a week.
That's.
And she's. I mean, it's 5 hours just in sitting in these meetings. So that's enough. I mean, that makes it great.
Miguel, then Willie, then Michael.
I just wanted to ask here. I don't see anything here for instance, for transportation and expenses. I mean, what happens when board members have to travel to other areas, you know, across the country, and even related to Pacifica National Board? That needs to be part of this.
I think that's in the station budget. That's what Eileen handles, so that wouldn't be, that's not in ours. It's in the Eileen has that in the planning of for National Board.
Willie, then Michael.
It's fine to accept the report, but then I don't think it's fine for us to accept the report, but there are still a lot of questions about this budget, and I don't think we should vote on it now. I think we should vote on the budget after everybody had a chance to digest it and do an analysis on it and see if it covers everything. You know, I don't like things coming up. People haven't seen or have time to put any thought into it, and then all of a sudden it's put up to act on. And I feel that we should just accept this report where people can do their questions and see that we got what we want. Then we move on and okay. That's mine.
Is that a motion table?
Sure. I move that we table this
for the next meeting.
For the next
meeting. I second.
Okay.
Wait a minute. In terms of what Miguel said, actually, under the bylaws, it's required that the board members get paid for our expenses. Even if we're meeting here in Berkeley, some of us live a long way away. We should get mileage expenses, and I think that should be added to this budget. And for that reason, and also because I haven't had adequate time to study this, I'm going to go with Willie's motion to wait till at least the next meeting.
Okay, so a motion has been made and seconded to table this item until the next meeting. We're voting to table this item. All in favor of tabling this item till the next meeting? Excellent. All opposed? And we now have a full-fledged participant because Jane, I think, can read the agenda. Excellent. All right. Thank you, LaVarne. Jim, you're on.
No, that's all right. I'll stand. I did briefly want to talk about the fund drive, and most of you have actually said what I was going to say, which was to encourage everyone to participate in whatever way that they see fit. Our fund drive goal is $850,000. The fund drive does start this coming Monday, in fact, traditionally, this is our hardest fund drive to raise the amount of money that we have as a goal of the three major fund drives that we do a year. And it's going to take a tremendous effort for our staff of volunteers, paid and unpaid programmers, and all the people answering the phones to have the kind of support and commitment that we amazingly continue to have from our great listeners. So I would encourage all the local board members to choose a way in which they can participate. It would be great to see a large group of you or maybe one of the committees answer phones some specified night that you can all agree upon, and have a presence with our listeners. It's a way of really communicating with our listeners that we seldom get a chance to otherwise when they call in and support the station for the programs that they believe in. So I really urge you to do that.
Sure.
Most of the comments that I have are related to the discussion that I know that you'll be having later about the financial impact of the proposed programming move as currently defined. So I'll just read what I prepared here, and then I'll give a copy to Mary Bishop for her notes. I do ask you to please study the material that has previously been submitted by Phil Osageda and use what he has assembled as a starting point, if you have not already done so, for a more lengthy and informed discussion about that potential financial impact. There is an immediate financial impact, if not mitigated, by a comprehensive, objective, and inclusive survey and listener forums. That impact concerns the cancellation of subscriptions by some of our most loyal and supportive listeners if we take away their only option for hearing Democracy Now! Or the morning show. If we tell them that 7 a.m. is a better time for more listeners to Democracy Now!, it won't be an explanation that they will understand, especially if they can't listen then. A conservative estimate of cancellations without at least trying to include the listeners more would be 100 to 200 subscribers, or $10,000 to $20,000, a part-time position at KPFA, with perhaps more to come. Remember, if we are not offering another option and letting them help us find some choices, we will potentially lose significant support and listeners at 6, 7, 8, and 9. There should not be an assumption that Democracy Now! Will raise more or equal financial support in 15 to 20 minutes once than it does twice in 45 to 55 minutes worth of fundraising. People will not give more money at 7:45 a.m. There will not be 16 people potentially answering phones as happens at 9:45. There may not even be 12. In any event, if there would be a higher volume of calls in those 15 minutes, there would not be the infrastructure to handle those calls. If we went to a rollover service, that would be more costly and would result in a lack of responsiveness and knowledge of KPFA by those answering the phones. Since Amy cannot set her premiums until the day of fundraising, there would be nothing but generic premiums offered by a rollover service, as they have no one authorized to change things at the last minute. Our listeners also would rightfully feel as if we were moving to a more removed and corporate model with those who know nothing of KPFA or Democracy Now!'s mission and may, in fact, not believe in it. The downside is that, again, we alienate and disrespect our listeners in order to raise more money. The end result is we pay more money to raise money, we lose money and the support of our listeners. The steps that Vinnie Beecham and I have outlined and that others have suggested are designed to decrease the potential financial and loyalty fallout that this decision could create. We need to take advantage of the knowledge and expertise of someone like Tomas Moran in order to have meaningful, respectful, and objective dialogues with our listeners. They need to be a better and bigger part of this. What we end up with may look different than what we are starting with, but we will at last deal with the huge mistakes of our past and we'll end up with something that a larger part of our listener base will be involved in. That cannot be wrong. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Jim. I guess we're up to Tomas. And I just also, since people... Oh, I'm sorry, there were questions. Okay, there can be questions. Correct. LaVarne first, and then Willie.
Yes.
In fact, he was under time, so that's actually...
Just want to ask where you are in the process for the plan for 2005, and we're supposed to have a preliminary plan on the 15th, so just want to know, you know, how this is going, and I know you were at the Republican walkthrough, but where are you in that planning process?
Yeah, Eileen Hazel, our business manager, and I met when I first got back into Berkeley, which seems like only yesterday. And we've had a really good discussion about where we are in the budget And as you indicated, Eileen has been tremendously helpful in the many years that she's worked at KPFA in providing clear explanations as to what we're doing with our budget. She was the first business manager in Pacifica to provide narrative explanations about what the changes are in a budget and why we're doing certain things. So I expect that to continue. We are worried or concerned with our current level of support and the amount of money that we are spending. Obviously, we're very committed to trying to expand the resources necessary to improve KPFA, but we've got to do it in a way that the budget backs it up. And so we're taking a look at where we are and making sure that we can do the things that we're committed to in terms of not only keeping the resources currently where they are for all the various different support mechanisms of KPFA and the programmers, but to seeing where we can expand and also trying to plan for any sort of capital improvements that we might make. And that's actually one of the hardest things right now with expenses related to the building next door in terms of refurbishing it. We may not be able to do that next year because of the amount of money that it will take, and also to repair the damage in the front of the building where computer services are might be also a fairly lengthy project that we'll have to do in increments because of the amount of money involved. So in the next few weeks, we will have the preliminary budget to submit to the board. And then I suspect that it would probably be good, either through the Finance Committee or through the board as a whole, to have Eileen and myself here to answer questions about what we're submitting.
Okay, I have Willie Thompson, Max, and then Carol.
Did you have your hand up, Willie? Yeah.
Yes. Jim, I have a question that's going to open up a new topic, I think, that's related to what you're telling us now. So I'm not expecting you to have answers at this point, but I want both the management and the board to know that I feel that there has been some neglect of the impact on diversity of the changes in these various programs. I know you referred to the impact on listeners, but I don't know that our listeners are broken out in terms of sex and handicap and gender and race, et cetera. But that is, in fact, an important issue that has been, to this point, for some reason, I think, overlooked by this board, and that we cannot now begin to do that. I have in my own files some very excellent work done by the Diversity Committee under Ted Friedman last year, which I will be sending out to the board. One is called Preliminary Summary Report of Lab Diversity Committee, and the other is for a four-meeting report in April of last year on diversity, which begins to lay out our findings, which were based on a committee that met and contained from anywhere from 10 to 25 people. But I wonder if you will just make some brief comment on the question of diversity and its impact, and the impact on diversity of the move, and whether or not sufficient time and energy has been given to it, both by management and by the board.
Do you have a question?
No offense, but I'm